Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Genesis chapter 17, verses 1 through 14. The Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Genesis, the 17th chapter. When Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram and said to him, "I am God Almighty. Walk before me and be blameless, that I may make my covenant between me and you and may multiply you greatly." Then Abram fell on his face, and God said to him, "Behold, my covenant is with you, and you shall be the father of a multitude of nations. No longer shall your name be called Abram, but your name shall be Abraham, for I have made you the father of a multitude of nations. I will make you exceedingly fruitful, and I will make you into nations, and kings shall come from you, and I will establish my covenant between me and you and your offspring after you throughout your generations for an everlasting covenant, to be God to you and to your offspring after you. And I will give to you and to your offspring after you the land of your sojournings, all the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession, and I will be their God." God said to Abraham, "As for you, you shall keep my covenant, you and your offspring after you, throughout your generations. This is my covenant, which you shall keep between me and you and your offspring after you. Every male among you shall be circumcised. You shall be circumcised in the flesh of your foreskins, and it shall be a sign of the covenant between me and you. He who is 8 days old among you shall be circumcised, every male throughout your generations, whether born in your house or bought with your money from any foreigner who is not of your offspring. Both he who is born in your house and he who is bought with your money shall surely be circumcised. So shall my covenant be in your flesh, an everlasting covenant. Any uncircumcised male who is not circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin shall be cut off from his people. He has broken my covenant. O Lord, have mercy on us."
Thanks be to God.
In many and various ways God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
But now in these last days he has spoken to us by his Son.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Abraham is the first of the three great patriarchs, and here God expands his name on that theme. Abraham is the father, and it is a great blessing to bear that name, father. And Abraham would not be a parochial father only. He would be the father of a multitude of nations. We heard this already with Ishmael. When the sign of the covenant is given, provision is made already for the slave and for the foreigner also, foreshadowing the future promises yet to come to Abraham, that in his offspring all the nations of the earth shall be blessed. And the sign of this blessing and covenant is cut not through the middle of animal pieces, as we heard before, not cut in stone, as it will be with Moses, but in the very flesh of Abraham and his descendants after him. And it is not cut to suit fashion or hygiene, but to draw attention to this good blessing in creation, and all the more to the Creator who blesses. Let us say it discreetly, but purposely. The sign is cut in the fatherhood. The religion of Abram's lineage is a cult of fatherhood, if you'll permit the phrase. Cult does not mean what most people use it to mean, a small, obscure, and absurd group of fanatics. But the word cult simply means worship and devotion. The cult of Abraham and his people is a cult of fatherhood, praising fatherhood, upholding it, and finding great hope in it. Now, most societies have prized children somehow and at least honored their elders, so that's nothing new. What's distinct here, of course, is that El Shaddai, the God Almighty, is the Heavenly Father who blesses Abraham and who makes a covenant, pledging himself as our God, to be God to us, and even to be our Father, as we still call on him. What's distinct also is that the name Father is truly honored. As we'll hear next week in the next section, motherhood likewise is going to be honored alongside Abraham. But the ancient pagan religions were not afraid to take up the knife for their religions either, not to mark well the means of fatherhood, but usually to obliterate it. In the world of cults, androgyny has long been the ideal. For those with a longer view of history, this trend is not emerged or evolved recently. It's simply returning in our time. So let us see plainly that the God of Abraham, the very same mighty God who created them male and female from the beginning, has not ordered his world in vain, but to great purpose, to fruitfulness indeed. Those who rebel against him are always rebelling against the orders that he's put in place, against the limitations on mankind, even against the ones that are skin deep. When the Lord once gave a sign of his covenant to be cut even in the human flesh that he created, it was not to destroy or to emasculate. But if anything, it was to underscore that just as he is the Father from eternity, so he delights that the sons and the daughters of Adam and Eve should be fruitful and multiply, and that fathers, even as such, should be honored. Now for us in the New Testament, who are not subject to the commands of circumcision and who might struggle to understand its value as a ceremony at all, let us simply see first that it is God cutting with the grain of his creation and not against it. But one more thing must be recognized today, that just as we might style this faith and worship of Abraham as a cult of fatherhood, well, surely our faith and worship, dear Christians, may be styled as a cult of sonship. Covenant that we have heard repeated today is limited in every way, not only by creation, but because it must give way. It must give way to Christ Jesus, the Son of God, our Savior. It was not the obedience and the circumcision of Abraham that counted for righteousness. It was the faith of Abraham to which this sign of God's promise was added a couple chapters and weeks for us later. Likewise, it's not the genetic fatherhood of Abraham that we trust in, but it is the death and the resurrection of the Son of God, Jesus Christ, our brother, with whom we are now co-heirs. In Christ, the promises given today prove to be everlasting. The land was possessed, but then it was lost. And yet the temple that was built without hands, Jesus Christ, has been raised the third day and lives forever. The New Testament is cut in his blood, not our own. And he engraved us into his wounds, which have brought us peace. Even his birth signals a shift, fulfilling a more profound promise, as he's born not of an earthly father at all, but of a woman alone and of God, born under the law to redeem those under the law and to grant adoption as sons with him. For us and not for ourselves, Christ was circumcised, bringing this covenant to its fulfillment and this ceremony to its end as such. And not that we do not worship God the Father, by no means, or that we've abandoned the faith of Abraham, not in the least. Rather, it is the Father himself who has determined that our cult should be of sonship first, for he has given all authority and all judgment over to his Son, to the very offspring who was promised to Abraham. And you know what Jesus said, Abraham saw his day and was glad. What matters, therefore, is neither circumcision nor uncircumcision, but a new creation. Our entire lives are brought into worship around the Son of God, Jesus Christ, through whom we receive also Abraham as a father in the faith, and God as our heavenly Father. Such is our cult, dear friends, the Holy Christian Church, of a peace with Abraham's blood, fulfilled in the blood of Christ's cross, despised by this world as small, obscure, absurd, and maybe even fanatical, because we will not cut against the grain of God's word or his creation. But nevertheless, beloved by God for the sake of Christ, and by faith in his promises, counted righteous. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.